So we're going to move into a meditation and channel from Kryon, and I snuck in a little crystal onto my table earlier. It's this tiny little crystal, which is actually citrine. Citrine is a beautiful crystal for abundance. And so if you're like me, where you enjoy the energy and vibration of crystals, you may wish to grab a crystal and put it in your hand. It's not essential, but it's an invitation to find a crystal that you're attracted to. And as you hold a crystal in your hand, I invite you to contemplate the journey of this crystal. Our Earth was created about 4 billion years ago, and all the materials that are on this Earth and in the crust have been laying dormant for a very, very long time. And over time, these minerals were created and some had changes occur to create the beautiful crystals that we are able to enjoy today. And contemplate what was happening for those crystals just 200 years ago. What was happening on our planet? And what information was being communicated to the crystals simply 200 years ago? And think about what things are being communicated to the crystals on our planet right now, during this time of awakening and shift. And think about all the crystals that you have been able to influence with your thoughts, your actions, and your intentions. And here is where I wish to invite you to think about what thoughts, energy, and consciousness do you wish to place into a crystal right now for the future, for the coming future? What is it that you wish in the future, that if someone picks up a crystal that's been in your influence, what are the attributes you want that person to feel when they pick up and hold a crystal that you've had the ability to influence? And so I'm going to share with you some of those attributes I wish to place into my crystal. That to be of joy, celebration, happiness, unconditional love, wisdom, knowledge, and a deep, deep connection to the earth, and a deep connection to each other. And so with that, you can continue holding your crystal, or you can place it aside as we now receive the beautiful loving messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. These messages, the last three of this month, all about love, and this one as well. This time, I bring you a perception that perhaps you're not truly aware of. It has all about love. It's a beautiful, beautiful love. And yet so many of you miss it. You don't understand it. It's even controversial, even in metaphysical circles, because the idea that I'm going to present yet again, as I have had many times, doesn't truly get understood. You are a singular, three-dimensional being. And what this means is that you tend to think in a singular way. There's one of these, there's one of those. Nothing is ever the same. There are no duplicates truly of humans or any of these things, that everything is unique and everything is individual and everything is whole the way it is. What if that was not so? Since there is so much multidimensionality around that we have talked about, including in your very cells, including the soil of the earth, and you only recognize a small dimensionality of it, you are not necessarily tuned in to what truly is going on, what might be happening, or what is the reality of perhaps that which you think you're seeing. Here's where I'm going. What have you been taught, even at the most fundamental level of spirituality? And what you've been taught is you come to this planet, whether you've lived before or not, you come to this planet, you live out a life, and you're taught that when you leave, then there is a soul. And it's separate. And we have told you this before, that you have been taught that your soul is somewhere else. You visit it, you come from it, or go to it. But there are very few who will tell you that your soul comes with you. And we have told you that, even this month, that your soul is with you. But there's more. We talked about something in the past called soul sharing. And this is confusing, because people will say, wait a minute, my soul is precious, it's mine, it has my name on it, so I'm not going to let anybody else share my soul. And I say, how three-dimensional of you, because when you get to the other side and realize that your soul is shared with every other soul of the universe, you'll have a good laugh. There is a way that your soul can also be shared with so many other souls in certain ways that are so beautiful, so beautiful. I'm going to take you back to the wind of birth. We've given this before. You're sitting there at some level with the souls of your parents, and you say, I'm coming in now, I've chose you, you're already on the planet, and I'm talking to your souls, and I'm going to go in just as we planned I would. Now you get into that other messy, if you'd say, proposition that you chose your parents, and you would say, no, I didn't. I never would have chosen those parents, some of you. You say, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to believe that crime because I know myself. I would not have chosen that abuse. I would not have. What if you were their teacher? What if they were new old souls and you're an old soul? Big difference. In other words, what if you came in on purpose? Not just to learn something for you, but for them. Did you ever think of that? There is a system here of helping one another. That's why you pre-plan some of these instances, such as those who will be with your birth. Now, if you plan this with your parents, let's say parents, brothers, sisters, do you think it ends there? What about when they leave? And this is where it gets good. Here is what happens. I have told you many times, but there are those hearing this for the first time. When they leave this planet, when you leave this planet, there is an agreement to be with the existing alive person until their last breath and share their soul, because there's love there to show. What if you've had truly a horrible experience with your parents? What if there was abuse? What if they were unkind? What if you got out of your house as soon as you could? You realize that when they pass over the veil, none of that passes with them. That was their free choice. That was their learning. And suddenly, they're sharing your soul, but they know everything. They know what was perceived, unperceived. They know what they did, all of these things. And now it's time for them to love you. What if you had wonderful parents and you really missed them? Now, I'm speaking of parents who have passed, and this is so you'll get ready for all of those who perhaps will experience this. And you will miss them greatly. You may have a funeral for them or whatever is your culture, and they're gone. And there's grieving because of that. What if they were just beautiful, best friends? This is their opportunity to continue the love affair. Do you see where I'm going with this? There is a kind of love that is not really, truly been taught to you. My partner was born to his parents when they were older. They were gone. They were gone way too early in his life. He didn't get to know them as best friends, not really. So as he was beginning his 30s, they were gone. And yet, today, as a senior, he still feels them. It's not a memory. Dear ones, you can still smell them in certain cases. Are you aware of that? There is something there. Sometimes he'll feel his father in the room saying, "Good job, my son." Now that could be in the imagination, but it isn't. The souls of those parents have been with him in some form, sharing his experience, looking at him, helping him, loving him. I speak right now to those of you who have lost children. There is a grieving time. And when that is appropriately passed, there's still memories and tears. But what if I told you those children have an agreement to be with you all of your life, to love you as a soul-sharing child who has come and said, "I am with you till the end. Mom, Dad, I know what happened, but I'm still here. I'm still here in the purest form to hold your hand, hug you at night, help you to remember we're all in this together, this thing called the shift, called the world, called life." The love doesn't stop. What a system. The love doesn't stop. We've even told you this is true with your pets who you've lost and the animals you've lost. We told you this years ago, that they want to continue the love affair, but instead of sharing your soul, they come back. They show themselves, asking you to find them and continue the love affair. That's the power of love. Oh, can it really get any better than that? The systems put in place by the Creator, whose essence is love, those systems feature love. They don't feature punishment. They feature love. And there are so many aspects of this to lift you up when you're not feeling like you could be lifted. To take you out of depression when you don't think you can. To give you hope when nobody's around and you think you're alone. Because nobody told you that this is the truth. And that all you have to do to feel it is acknowledge. Start talking to them, perhaps. See what happens. When you start having dialogues with those you've loved and lost, and you start understanding it's more than just psychology, that there is something more at the cellular level that's going on. They're still here. And to make this even better, when you look at those around you who you love, all of them, that you're invested in emotionally and love, all of them, you can look them in the eye and say, "I'm not leaving you. Physically, perhaps, but I'll be there all the time, looking at you, loving you like I always have, and being a partner of a different kind, a partner that loves you, ready to help you, and sometimes you'll be able to hear me and feel me." That is the system in place. You're staying with those you love. And they will do the same. This is a little reported system that comes with those who can understand more than they did before. As that which is the consciousness of humanity starts to raise, become more enlightened, And we can teach these more, I would say, advanced ideas about who you are when you're here, when you're not here, when you're gone, and a system that is beautiful beyond words, that rings with the love of God. A system created for you so you'll never be alone or have a reason to be sorrowful. There's so much more here. Dear ones, I am in love with all of you. And so it is.